Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about to go abroad. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。To go abroad, you do a lot of it, but sometimes it's confusing. You either go abroad or you actually go home, like you just came back.
That's right, yeah.
You just came back to the UK from Taiwan, but now Taiwan is home, so you actually went abroad to come to the UK.
Yeah, so sometimes I'm not quite sure which place I should call home and which place should call abroad, or maybe they both are both.
This is modern life.
Yeah.
Right, so because of the cheap flights now, everybody goes abroad quite often. Including Chinese people, because they love traveling, they love sightseeing, tourism, and this is also the part of the country's policy to encourage tourism.
Yeah.
And then gradually, of course, China is getting very affluent, and then the way to create more stimulation of the economy and also great for the recreation industry is to go abroad traveling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the way to say go abroad, 出国.
出国。出
is to get out. 国 is the country.
Right, so you get out of your country.
That's it.
Leave your borders.
Yeah, leave the borders, and doesn't matter is that recreation or for business. It's a general description
to
describe. You go abroad. 出国。出国。Yeah, and 出, we know, is to get out. The character is like two mountains stacked on top of each other.
Right, okay, so what's that got to do with leaving somewhere or getting out of somewhere?
Yeah, because you can imagine that in ancient China, the emperors, they sent their political enemy in exile. Somewhere
beyond the mountains.
Beyond the mountains. And normally it's somewhere remote in the desert beyond the mountains. So nowadays, to get someone in exile has turned into to get out.
Okay.
And then, for example, in the ancient time, do you remember there was something called the Great Wall?
Yeah.
The physical Great Wall.
Yeah.
In the northern border of China. And then there are many different gates, the gates to like a fortress.
Yeah.
To protect the country. And then those gates, they say Guan.
Guan.
Guan, that means the fortress, the base.
Yeah.
And then to get out of that area, they say 出关.
出关
or someone, if you are a Buddhist monk and then you have the 21-day silence retreat, then after you get out of the silence, they also call that 出关 Yeah, so 出 also, you can use that in many other occasions. In addition to get out, that also means to come out. So like me as an author, I write books. So when my book is published, we say 出书.
出书.
Yeah, 书 is the book.
So the book's coming out.
Yeah, the book is coming out. So 出书.
出书.
出书. And then you as the musician, if you have the new record, we say 出唱片.
出唱片.
Yeah, 唱片 is the record, and basically is the physical record in the olden days, the big one. And nowadays you can 出CD, and we don't really translate CD.
And now it's all digital anyway.
Yeah.
出.
Yeah.
出位.
Yeah, 出书位. That's the same thing. Yeah, that's right. So 出 is a very useful word. And here we say 出国.
出国.
Yeah, and 国 is the country. So the character is actually a jade, the shape of the jade inside the boundary.
So the treasure in the boundary.
The treasury in the boundary. And jade is a symbol in Chinese, ancient China, as the symbol for authority and Chinese empire. So 国 is the kingdom.
Yep, 国.
Yep, 国, 出国. And then 国, you use that everywhere. Like, for example, China, 中国 is the middle kingdom.
Yep, 中国.
中国. And then America, 美国.
美国, the beautiful country.
The beautiful country. And then you have 德国.
德国.
Is the Deutsch country.
Deutsch country.
That's right. And 法国 is the French country.
法国.
And 英国, it's the Great Britain.
英国.
Yeah, 英国 is from England, basically. And of course, England, okay, Great Britain. Are we going to that debate? Okay.
We could talk for hours about the difference between the UK and Great Britain.
Exactly. Yeah. So 英国 means Great Britain.
英国.
Yeah, originally it was from English.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 出 is to get out, and then to go outside of the country is 出国, and then you can also use that for 出差. For example, 出差 means to get on a business trip.
So it's specifically about business, 出差.
出差, yes, and 差 means your task.
Okay.
So I'm getting out to complete my task. 出差, that means to go on a trip. And doesn't matter if that's a domestic trip or that you have to fly across the border. If you want to be very specific, you can say, I will have a business trip abroad. In English, you have to complete the whole sentence.
Yeah.
But in Chinese, you only need to say 出差, 出国, or 出国, 出差. People understand you.
Okay. 出差, 出国.
Yeah.
So I'm going abroad on a business trip.
That's right. And then to say you want to get out of your house, like in the morning, you go to work, you start your commute. We say 出门.
出门.
出门. And 门 is your door. So get out of the door. It's very useful. I say that to my parents all the time on WeChat or online. I just said, oh, 出门了. That means I'm getting out now.
Going out now. Going out the door.
I'm just
going out the door.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that could be anything. That could be for work, for leisure, for run some errands, could be anything.
Yeah, another use of this word 出, which you see everywhere, anywhere that speaks Chinese, is 出口.
出口, yes.
Which I really like the translation, because if you translate it to English, it means exit.
Yep.
But 口 is the mouth.
Yep.
So it's like when you're going out of the mouth, you're exiting wherever it was that you were in.
Yep. And I would interpret that a mouth to tell you where to go out is the exit.
Yeah.
So when you see the two mountains stack on top of each other, that's 出, and the square shape, that's mouth. Then next time, recognize that symbol because it's important. That's for emergency exit.
Yep. So, and actually those two characters are quite easy to recognize. So it's good if you don't know that many characters, you can still recognize 出口 quite easily.
Yep, that's it. So since we go abroad, we need to come back. The way to say to come back is 回国. Yeah, 回 is to return.
So it's 回.
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 Yeah, 回国.
回国.
Yeah, and then to say to come home, if you remember the previous episode, we say 回家.
回家.
回家. 家 is home. So to return to your home, 回家.
回家.
Yeah. But to get out of your home is not really 出家, you know what?
出家, no, you wouldn't say that. So what would we say instead?
Okay, you can say just 出门.
出门.
Yeah, you don't say 出家, because 出家 is very specific. That means that you have decided to become a monk or a nun. And then you get out of the door and become a spiritual person. Religious person.
Right, wow. So a simple word has a very deep meaning in that case.
Yes, and normally they shave. They have to shave the whole head and then change to the gown for the Buddhist gown. And then they live in the temples. That's a very specific meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't use 出家 for getting out of your house.
Yeah.
Getting out of your house, we say 出门.
出门.
Yeah, 出家 means you become a monk.
Yeah, so it's kind of that idea of I'm not leaving my home. I'm just leaving through the door.
That's right. Exactly. And you are supposed to come back.
Yeah. Supposed to 回家.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Josh. Today we talk about 出国, to go abroad. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见.
再见.
再见.